Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. This recording is going to be all about the first superpower. So this is gratitude. Gratitude is the first superpower we're going to talk about. Talk about gratitude because I think it's actually the most important. And so the superpowers that we're going to talk about, I've got about five or six of them. They're not like being the stretch guy. Was there a stretch guy in Fantastic Four? And I think from Incredibles, the wife, I forget what her name is, she's a stretch gal or whatever. There's always a fire guy, like X-Men has a fire guy, and Fantastic Four has a fire guy, or my favorite one is Frozone from the Incredibles, and I think that was Samuel L. Jackson did his voice. He was a really good comic relief character. Really liked him. But the superpowers we're going to talk about are not like those. These are real superpowers. If you're able to actually get this and incorporate it into your life, it's going to change everything. Sometimes these concepts that you build into your lives are called force multipliers, where it's something that changes everything and expands your life and your influence, sometimes exponentially, where it creates amazing changes. Gratitude is one of those things. It's a superpower. So gratitude essentially is just being thankful, appreciative, or returning kindness with or without any reason. Or it's just actually being kind in your life, just caring for other people because you appreciate them. The Bible has dozens of verses about thanksgiving and gratitude. And it's a thing that's really important for sure. So there's verses like 1 Thessalonians 5:16. It says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And the Bible actually kind of talks about what life looks like with no gratitude. So Romans 1:21 says this, says, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God, nor gave thanks to him. And so their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. So we kind of see how it's important to give thanks. That's God's will. And what happens if you were to not do that? You'd become futile in your thinking, and your foolish heart would become darkened. Doesn't sound like a pleasant thing. One of my favorite quotes about gratitude is from Meister Eckhart. He's an, I think, an early church father type of character. His statement was this, if the only prayer you ever prayed was thank you, that would suffice. So if the only prayer you ever prayed was thank you, that would suffice. Now imagine if you were limited to your words and all you had was thank you, and that's all you ever prayed. It would be enough. It would actually work, which is really kind of crazy if you think about it. I really actually believe that. So what I'm going to do now is just read a list of just a ton of different things that gratitude does for you. So as I read this list, just kind of think about which one stands out to you, which one makes seems really important to you. So first, gratitude helps you to notice what is going right rather than dwell on what's going wrong. Gratitude helps you to savor positive experiences. Gratitude is the antidote to entitlement, entitlement being the propensity to demand things. So it's the antidote to entitlement. Gratitude keeps you from victimhood. Gratitude diminishes complaining or going into a pity party. Gratitude keeps you from being judgmental. It keeps you from grudges or resentment. Gratitude opens your heart. Gratitude increases your well-being. You smile more and you have a better attitude. Gratitude increases your connections. You engage more with people, and relationships are more sustainable. Gratitude increases your generosity. As a matter of fact, people who are people of gratitude, they did tests or research. People who are more have more gratitude actually give 20% more than everybody else. Generosity is increased. It actually increases your income. Those same people make about 7% more money. It actually adds years to your life. It adds years to your life. So those people that were of gratitude can live up to 7 years longer on average. Gratitude makes great times even better. In other words, gratitude is the secret sauce of life. I'm not sure where I heard that, but I really liked it when I heard it, and I think it's true. Gratitude is a way of living that is reflected in your posture and your attitude that changes everything. It's the secret sauce that makes life so much better. Now, here's the thing. We still do have the void at time in our lives, for sure, but gratitude makes the difficult things bearable. We will suffer, we know that, but gratitude gives you the capacity to transform a very tough experience into a gain, or it's a moment of learning, or a moment of connection, whether that's with others, with yourself, with God. And so gratitude helps you to transform those tough experiences. One of my really most difficult void experiences of my life was in 2007 when I was laid off. So for about 8 years, I worked at a church called Grace Chapel. It's over by Park Meadows Mall. Worked there, and then in 2006, it was December, the senior pastor came out that he had a major moral failing. Unfortunately, we see this quite often, but at that time, the church, tons of people left. They were just really, really disappointed, disillusioned. And so they had to make some really big decisions. It was a pretty big church, a lot of staff. I was the first round of five. There were five people in the first round laid off on Valentine's Day. My friend Rich and I call it the Valentine's Day Massacre. So Valentine's Day of 2007, I was laid off and didn't know what I was going to do. But this is what was so cool about it. I look back on it now, and I have so much gratitude that that happened. That was an amazing experience. Difficult. It was the void. But it's what then propelled me into what I'm doing now with Solid Man. And it totally put me in that position to be able to start building and doing this. And so it helped me to transform that really tough experience into a major gain in my life. It was really amazing. Gratitude did that. And it does it today. It totally changes my perspective. Gratitude helps reframe anything from negative to positive. Gratitude shifts from scarcity to abundance. Scarcity is there's never enough, or it's not enough, or I'm not enough. Abundance is there's enough, this is enough, you're enough, there's always going to be enough. And so scarcity is this thing of negativity, there's not enough. And gratitude shifts scarcity to abundance. Gratitude makes it to where there is enough. It's a pretty significant thing. Gratitude changes your outcome-dependent life to becoming outcome-independent, in that you shift from needing or must have a certain thing because you are okay with what you do have. It's enough. I don't have to have a certain outcome. Gratitude pushes you way beyond the deserve equation. If you remember from, I think it's lesson 13, maybe, the deserve equation is what I've done right minus what I've done wrong equals what I deserve. And if you remember, that always ends up to be less than nothing. And so if I'm living by deserve, I'm not getting what I need. I'm not thriving. Gratitude pushes you way beyond deserve. Or, like I was saying with entitlement, the demand for something. Man, accepting what we can have, we'll get more in a little bit about accepting goodness. Man, life is so much better being able to have gratitude and accepting the goodness that life brings. Gratitude changes you physically. It shifts your neural pathways. It creates healthy hormones, which actually change your physiology. It's crazy how you smile more, you stand up straight, you have a stronger posture, you engage more, you have eye contact because of gratitude, because you're thankful for all the gifts that you have. Gratitude creates, sustains, and grows human connection. This is a really, really big one for me. The more you appreciate, the more you're thankful for, and the more you express that you're glad someone is in your life, the deeper the connection goes. Gratitude makes marriage great. The whole idea of appreciation is so essential in a relationship. And so being able to have appreciation for the other person and expressing that often changes everything. Gratitude creates meaningful social connections. You start to notice people who before may have been cogs in the machine, and you say something to them, thank you. It brightens their day. You know, anybody, you know, might be the lady at the grocery store or the guy who packs the bags at the grocery store, the person at the post office, anybody on the side of the street or anybody that you see does something that's amazing or is actually doing really hard work. You actually notice them and say something or wave to them. It's really, really important. Because like I said, every human wants to know that someone sees them. It brightens their day. Gratitude gives you the capacity to accept all, this is good and difficult things that life has to offer. You more fully experience everything. You notice all the things that people do for you. And it challenges you to do more for other people. You think about all the good things. Some guy that filled a pothole, some guy that's fixing a sidewalk, some person that's doing, you know, making sure you have electricity or water, making sure the mail's delivered, making sure that your kids are taken care of and taught, make sure, I mean, the person that's stocking the groceries, the person who created the computer that I'm working on or the microphone that I'm talking into, the glasses that I'm looking through because I need readers to be able to read. You know, there's a million different things, the clothes that I have on, the food that I had for breakfast, the headphones that I listen to things on. There's a million different things. And to be thankful for all those things and what people actually do for me, it's huge. And that's just accepting all these good things. And you know how it takes about 19 attaboys to counter one criticism? Gratitude actually really changes that. It makes sure criticisms doesn't have as many power, and the attaboys are actually really, really cool. They have more substance. Gratitude also is the key to connecting to your source. I think I said something like that with the 1 Thessalonians passage that I said earlier. This is actually the way that God wants to be loved. He wants to be seen as the gift giver. And so if you're the gift receiver, and you thank him for the gifts that he gives you, that's how you love God. And so it connects you to that which is greater than you. Even if you don't believe in God, it doesn't really matter. The universe is providing pretty freakishly often awesome things. If it's not the universe, it might be your community. Whatever your source is, it's just giving you really, really cool things. This one kind of sounds weird, but it's really true. Gratitude makes death okay. Guess what? Today, I'm alive. I'm really happy about that. I'm thankful for that. And so it's a really good thing. I'm glad to be alive. Thank you. And so the whole idea of today is a good day to die, it's a statement of gratitude, saying that I lived well, or that this is a great day to fight for what I believe in, or it's a great day to love those I love more deeply. It's a great day to live with authenticity and risk. It's a good day to die because life is good. The whole idea of good day, today is a good day to die, I think was Crazy Horse, even though the Klingons stole it from him. But that's a warrior mentality. I think it's just a great mentality for any day. Today is good. And if I die, I'm thankful that I lived today and I was able to give and I was able to love and experience. And if I have more gratitude, I live more fully. The other thing that really happens with death, if someone dies, gratitude makes one hell of a eulogy. Being thankful for that person's life and expressing that is really, really awesome. So, as a superpower, we start as a white belt, but eventually we'll become a black belt. So, what we want to do is make it a goal to become a gratitude ninja and just be able to make this part of our life and do it in a really sneaky way. It's pretty important. So finally, let's talk about the gratitude practice. And this is just, how do I actually make gratitude part of my life? How do I practice this? How do I make it happen? How do I just build it into my daily routine? So developing a gratitude practice is just beginning to make gratitude a regular thing that you do. So by practicing gratitude, you'll begin to make it a part of your life. You'll begin to see the changes. So one thing is just journaling about it. Journaling is a really important thing. A lot of people will just, they'll just list five things that they're really glad to have in their life every morning. They wake up and they list some things that they're really happy and thankful about. You can write in your journal, you can look around you and what things do you see that are amazing or bring really good things to your life? Write those things down. You can think about, who can I thank today? Who has done something today that I would be thankful for? And do that. Think about, what can I be thankful for today? What's something that is just really important? What is really cool? Just what's a menial thing? What have people done for me? What can I be thankful for today? Just starting to ask yourself those questions as you move through life and just mentioning it and saying thank you. Texting someone thank you. Mentioning at the grocery store, like I said, or you see a worker or anything, just kind of the thank you. Just being able to express gratitude. It's huge. Other things you can do, count your blessings, stop and smell the roses or watch a sunset. Just breathe in the goodness of life. Just breathe. Accepting abundance and the gifts that are given to you. Enjoy any moment that you experience. Speak appreciation daily to anybody. Just say it. I appreciate you. Thank you. This was awesome. I'm really glad that you're in my life. Whatever it is, say it. Say thank you. You can pray thank you. And you can make your gratitude list daily. That's really all you need to do. Just make gratitude part of your life. And just know that gratitude will change everything. So with that, guys, stay solid, my friends.